With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The families of four Idaho murder victims are not the only ones demanding an answer to the nagging question, why?
President Trump also wants to know why Brian Koberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. Against the wishes of the families, Koberger was given a plea deal in exchange for a guilty plea, and in doing so, will avoid the death penalty. But the plea deal did not require Koberger to explain how and why he stabbed the four students to death while they slept. President Trump posted on Truth Social that while life imprisonment is tough, it's better than the death penalty, and he hopes the judge makes Koberger explain why he did it. Koberger is expected to receive four life terms when he's sentenced on Wednesday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More than 200,000 pages of files relating to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. have been released by the Trump administration. The records had been under a court-ordered seal since 1977. Back in January, President Trump signed an executive order declassifying these files, along with those relating to President Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy. A GOP senator fears the president's health could suffer as a result of his ongoing battles with and attacks by radicals.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville told New York talk show host John Cassimatidis on Sunday President Trump's health may be taking a hit from his ongoing battles with bad actors all over the world, but also with what he called the radicals in this country. In his words, every day it's almost like a fistfight. The White House announced last week Mr. Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. It affects the flow of blood returning from the legs to the heart. Bob Agner reporting.
Parts of the East preparing for yet another intense heat wave. High heat and humidity enveloping the country's midsection is going to expand eastward as we head into the weekend. SRN News. The United Kingdom is getting serious about persecution.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit alleged that U.S. Masters swimming undermined trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage during the spring nationals. This is SRN News. Quite a difference between the recommended sentence and the actual punishment imposed in a high-profile case out of Kentucky.
A former Kentucky police officer has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison for using excessive force during the deadly Breonna Taylor raid 5 years ago. The Justice Department had recommended no prison time for Brett Hankinson. Hankinson, who fired 10 shots during the raid but did not actually hit anyone, was the only officer on the scene charged in the black woman's death in 2020. He is the first person sentenced to prison in a case that spawned weeks of street protests over police brutality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is renewing his call for direct talks with Russian President Putin aimed at ending the ongoing war. Delegations from Ukraine and Russia are set to meet tomorrow in Istanbul for a third round of peace talks. More details at srnnews.com.